This is a short little informal update episode to explain why for a little while we're going to be only coming out once a week on Mondays instead of three times a week like we normally do on both of our podcasts. This is from my heart, really vulnerable and open, so I hope you appreciate it and somehow it helps you in some way. All right, here we go.
Hey, it's Saturday morning. I'm rollerblading on Santa Monica Beach to get like my health in, and then I'm joining this hiking club called Girls Hike LA, I think it's called that, to do a little hike at Runyon Canyon. This morning I went swimming, just yesterday was really hard, had some challenges with family stuff, and then just thinking about business and operations, and just felt like I was sinking. Have you ever felt that way? Just like, I don't know how I'm going to hold up all of these balls. This just feels impossible.
All right, I stopped just in case it's too windy. And so then I called my business accountability partner, Gavin, and I just told him how I was feeling, and it was great just to express it. He allowed me to be sad and just get it out of my system. And then I thought about what's one positive thing I can do, like just one thing instead of trying. There's a group of people running by, maybe they're practicing for a marathon. What's one thing I can do just to start to change my headspace? Just one easy thing. And I saw that my friend Gemma posted about Ryan Holiday's new book, really about how to build a long-lasting company that truly creates impact. And I was like, why not? Why not just tap into that, get some positive words in my head, and shift my focus? So I put that on, and later I went to yoga. And this morning I woke up, and as I said, I've been exercising, and I feel a lot more in control of my destiny this morning. I feel like, no, I can do it. And that call with Gavin really helped bring clarity. And what my huge issue was, the common thing amongst everything was, I feel like I'm not enough. I can't do this. I'm not enough. How can I possibly do this? And that's just, how am I going to get anywhere if I believe that I'm not enough? I am enough, and I need to own that. And I think a lot of the challenges I had, quite frankly, in my upbringing or my life have led to insecurity issues, and including with getting my book completed. I'm almost done, and I'm so lucky to have Tucker Max's team at Scribe guiding me to write an amazing book, and it's been tooth and nail just getting me to overcome myself. It's not even the writing process. It's like I have the best team surrounding me. I have something incredibly high quality to share that will help so many people, but yet I'm afraid that what if I'm not the right person to share it, you know? And anyway, so with all that being said, one of the things in the direction of making sure I stay mentally strong and do everything that I can do to build a sustainable organization that continues to deliver high value and really create a difference in your lives was our team and I decided that for a short period of time, instead of coming out three times a week on both of our podcasts, we're just going to come out on Mondays temporarily, giving us time, one, for me to focus on my health and get the operations on lock and make sure our processes are clear. Because really, at the end of the day, all that matters is delivering something wonderful to you, something that truly is meaningful. And if I'm so focused on execution and not spending enough focus on processes and operations, the execution is going to be messy and it's going to drain me. And if I don't have all of me, how can I possibly give you a piece of me? And I'm sure if I'm running myself down, my amazing team is probably working overtime and it's affecting their health. And even though they're amazing and they probably wouldn't even tell me if it was, I care. Like, I want my team to feel great, and I want to feel great, and anyway, this is going on and on. But this very short little update episode is just to let you know for a temporary amount of time, we're going to be coming out just on Mondays, and then when we have our processes and everything on lock, then we'll go back to three times a week on both shows. And so what I'd love for you in the meantime is just reach out to us, tell us how much the show has impacted your life, in what ways. I've been getting so many beautiful messages, and it really just warms all of our hearts when you guys DM me or DM, you know, the social channels of the podcast. I send it off to the team in our base camp, and yay, Jason Fried. Still one of my favorite entrepreneurs and companies ever. Yeah, I send it off to the team, and it makes us feel also good because we invest a lot of our heart, as you know, energy, time, and resource into making this happen. And anyway, I feel like I'm rambling on and on, but just thank you for being a part of our journey, and thank you for allowing us to be a part of yours. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.